This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Hadi Matar, the suspect in the attack on author Salman Rushdie at an event in New York State, has been charged with attempted murder and is being held without bond, the Chautauqua County District Attorney's Office said on Saturday. Matar, a 24-year-old man from New Jersey, was arraigned late on Friday on charges of attempted murder in the second degree and assault in the second degree, the county district attorney said in a statement. He added that state and federal law enforcement agencies, including in New Jersey, were working to understand the planning and preparation which preceded the attack and determine whether additional charges should be filed. Indian-born author Rushdie, who spent years in hiding after Iran urged Muslims to kill him over his novel The Satanic Verses, was stabbed in the neck and torso on stage at a lecture on Friday. After hours of surgery, Rushdie was on a ventilator and unable to speak on Friday evening. A preliminary law enforcement review of Matar's social media accounts showed he was sympathetic to Shiite extremism and Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, according to NBC News New York. Police said on Friday they had not established a motive for the attack on Rushdie, who was being introduced to give a talk to an audience of hundreds on artistic freedom when the attacker rushed to the stage and lunged at him. Rushdie has lived with a bounty on his head since 1989. And veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga led Kenya's presidential race. Official election results showed on Saturday, pushing Deputy President William Ruto into second place. With just over 26% of votes counted, Odinga had 54%, and Ruto had 46%.